This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
But I'd like to go to Grover Norquist. He, of course, is president of Americans for Tax Reform, and he's a great friend of the show. Grover, what a night last night, huh?
It was pretty odd. I don't like the format. It didn't let either of them to sort of make real points or even score points against each other. The moderator, he picked questions, and in his mind, he knew what the answers were going to be. And when Trump refused to accept the assumptions hidden inside his question. No, you've got to go back and answer it the way I want you to answer it. They're going, you know, he's running for president, you're not. So he was trying to get control of it with two people who are actually trying to communicate with the American people about what they want to talk about. And even when they fought each other, it wasn't insightful. There were moments, there were some good questions. You know, are you going to let people know, President Trump asked, who you would put on the Supreme Court? No, but if I win, that's a mandate to put anyone I want. Really?
How right, do you get right. That?
So I thought that was kind of interesting. I think President made the point, you know, I was elected for 4 years. There's nothing weird or different about putting somebody on the Supreme Court in year four versus year one. And then they got into the, I thought they, because I run a taxpayer group, we urge people to try and keep taxes down. And Trump didn't talk enough, in my view, about the success of his tax cuts. And Biden didn't talk about his plans for tax increases, kind of hid that the way he doesn't want to talk about who his Supreme Court nominees are. The two of them did have a tussle in Pennsylvania, but on different days. On one day, Trump said, you know, stock market's going up. That's great for everybody. And a couple of days later, Biden was in Scranton saying, I grew up in Scranton. None of you guys own any stock, you know. That shows how old Biden is. 100 million Americans have a 401k or an IRA, have savings, life savings. If you join the Army these days, you don't get one of those pensions, you know, stay for 20 years and get a pension. You immediately get part of your salary, put into a 401k equivalent so that you save up money. And when you move, it goes with you. So it goes to wherever else you work. Your pension is portable. You own it. You run it. That's a big difference. Starting in 74, 78, that began to be a thing, I guess, before Biden decided who owns stock and who doesn't. But when you cut the corporate income tax, you make the value of everything in your 401k bigger. Your life savings goes up. And from the day Trump got elected until the day COVID hit, if you just invested across in the United States on average, your life savings went up 56%. Went down during COVID because of the shutdown, but never as low as it was when Biden and Obama were in the White House. So COVID is better for you than Obama and Biden's economic policies. And then it starts shooting up. It's shot up again back almost to where it was, and it's on track to go back to being as high as it was. That's 100 million people with direct benefits. If you're a teacher or a fireman, your pension is backed by shares of stock that the city or the state saves. A lot of them are unfunded. They're better funded now because of the Republican tax cut. So it's even more than the 100 million who can see it on paper. Everybody who is counting on a pension backed by shares of stock really needs to see that stock market keep going up to protect their pension. And Biden seems to think that, you know, the Kennedys and the Rockefellers own stock and nobody else.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point, Grover Norquist. Everybody owns stock. Everybody owns stock. Everybody needs Wall Street to perform well. And I did like last night when the president went after him and said, Joe, if we had your way, these corporations would never come back. They would leave and we would have another depression. I thought that was really strong by the president. And, you know, to your point, Grover, I would have liked more specifics in terms of what the president did vis-a-vis the corporate tax cuts, right? And the rates and bringing that money that was offshore back to the United States. But I thought that was one of the strongest moments the president had in the debate last night.
It was, and I think you should have. You talked a lot about China as a challenge to us. They haven't been behaving very well. But when Biden was vice president, the corporate income tax in the United States, the marginal earn an extra dollar, they took 35% of it. Okay, 35% tax on corporate earnings. China only takes 25%. So why did people invest and build factories in China? They steal less of your money when you earn a buck, okay? And so did every other country in the world. To give you some idea of how bad it was under Obama and Biden, we had higher taxes on businesses than Germany, than Canada, than France, than Sweden, than anybody. We were 35%. The rest of the world's been cutting theirs because they realize how important that is to economic growth. President Trump took it down to 21%, down from 35 to 21, and that made us sort of pretty average in Europe, right? I mean, lower than Germany, lower than Britain, still too high for Ireland, Hungary, places like that. But our biggest competitors were charging more than 21%. Biden has announced repeatedly that he wants to take that up to 35% or 28%, both of which are worse than China, worse than China. How do you compete with China when our tax policy is worse than theirs?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point. Let me ask you this question too, Grover. If Joe Biden gets elected and he talks about people paying more in taxes, a lot of the argument is, well, it's just going to be really, really rich people who can pay more in taxes, right? But as I look at it, I think that that's one of those classic examples that people don't understand. When you start saying that, that number keeps getting lower and lower until you find that the rich people are also the people that employ you. And suddenly now you don't have a job anymore. I mean, I know that this is the kind of stuff you preach all the time, right?
Oh, absolutely. Look, in Pennsylvania, there are 170,000 people who under Obama and Biden paid that Obama tax penalty. If you didn't buy Obamacare, you got hit with a $695 tax penalty per person in your family, up to $2,000. Three quarters of the people in Pennsylvania who paid that tax penalty made less than $50,000 a year. 5 million Americans were hit by that tax. And Biden has twice been asked with a TV camera on, would you reinstate that tax penalty? Yes, he said twice. Yes. So when he tells you, I'm only going to tax people who make more than $400,000 a year, he lied in 2008. He said he wouldn't tax anybody who made less than $250,000 a year. And within 3 months, he was already taxing people who didn't make anywhere near $250,000 a year. But when he's saying now it's $400,000, he's already got a series of taxes. He wants to raise an energy tax. Remember, a gasoline tax, a carbon tax, an energy tax in order to fund trillions of things. When you fill up your car, when you have home heating oil, when you heat your house or have air conditioning, when you use a computer, all of that energy comes from somewhere, and he is going to charge higher taxes on that. That's all of middle America. That's not the Kennedy kids. That's right. Average citizens that will be paying a gasoline tax larger than anything you've ever seen to drive your car.
Well, listen, Grover Norquist, I always appreciate it. Let's get you back on the show again. I think this is the most critical point the president needs to go after him about. And I thanks for your time today. Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.